Okay, pop quiz challenge number one.
Ladies, gentlemen, Headless Carney, welcome to a very special bonus edition of Sabrina's Witch Trials. Folks, I've been trying to come up with some fun ideas to put out some bonus episodes, get episodes out more often, because sometimes I can't wrestle Phil or Chris down to make them record an episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, or Sabrina's Witch Trials. I forgot the name of my own show. That's fine. It's a bonus episode. Doesn't matter about quality. I already apologize. I have no notes for this because we're really doing this off the fly because, like I said, I want to do some fun bonus episodes. And it occurred to me that one of the things that is most prevalent in society in the year 2018, or whenever you're listening to this, it's still prevalent, is BuzzFeed quizzes. So I thought it only right for me to serve as Quizmaster and to quiz some of my most frequent guests to see, their knowledge of Sabrina and also other Sabrina-related things. So we'll see how good they are at answering questions and how good I am at asking them. Spoiler alert, I'm very good. I host many things. This one thing. Anyway, here with us today, Chris Araujo is back. Chris, always a pleasure to speak to you. How you doing?
Good.
Good to have you here. Chris Araujo, of course, the media maven over at chrisconquers.com. And
that's about it.
Good friend to all. Good friend to all.
Friend to all. You know, for being called Quizmaster, I feel like you're really letting us down with your wardrobe.
I am wearing all black.
Yeah, that's not okay. I think you need to dress the part next time.
I'm like the Steve Jobs of Quizmasters.
No.
Very minimalist. I'm calling this episode series or this podcast series.
Like Siri? Like series?
Like Apple. Very good. Mm-hmm. My God, you are firing on
right?
One cylinder today. You're like an old Eastern European automobile. I'm calling this series the Challenge of the Quizmaster, Chris. And your specific series will be called The Trials of Chris. I might put some echoey effect in there.
You should.
Thank you. Chris, are you ready?
It needs to be very much season one, what's his face?
Drell?
Yeah. Yes. That, it's got to be Drell. The Drell effect. Drellify it.
Request denied.
I'm just going to leave that alone. Yep. Chris, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
On this edition of the Challenge of the Quizmaster, Chris.
I think you need a better name, though.
Well, you know what?
Why can't you just call it Quizmaster Challenge?
I like the challenge.
Is that already taken? Is that like a British TV show?
No, that's a very eclectic porn site, Chris. It's already taken.
I mean,
Quizmaster Challenge.
Yeah.
Alamy Bauer just like
depends on how you spell
spanking
quiz.
Spanking pumpkins for an hour.
Quiz with three Z's.
That's right.
Instead of X's.
My God,
I don't
it's
know.
More than triple X. It's triple Z.
Yeah. Next level.
Negs. All right. Enough of this. Enough of this foolishness.
Sorry. I apologize.
This is what happens when we don't have a script.
We're losers.
Chris.
Yes.
One of us is.
Al.
Are you ready for a fun Sabrina quiz today? Because today on the Challenge of the Quizmaster, I said it three times, so it's sticking.
Okay.
The Trials of Chris. I wanted to make it sound biblical.
I'm sorry. It's a little hard to take you seriously when you like
mostly
come up with like these names, subnames,
these grand things.
Yeah.
That's fun. It's like
grand,
half the fun.
The grand things, yes.
The biblical quality of my show.
The Trials of Chris.
The Trials of Chris. This edition of The Trials of Chris under the heading, I'm going to have to cut all of this out. Anyway.
You're not going to cut any of it out.
You'll be surprised. It'll be a 1 minute podcast. Chris, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
On this edition of Challenge of the Quizmaster.
Trials of Chris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We will be finding out which character from Sabrina Teenage Witch you are.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yep. I think so. I'm ready.
A wide possibility of characters you could be. Drell is one of them. Possibly. I don't know. This is a BuzzFeed quiz we're going off because I feel like there's no better creator of shitty quizzes on the internet than BuzzFeed.
I feel like they are, they have become somewhat of the gold standard of online irrelevant quizzes. But honestly, when you were like, oh, it's the most, you know, since it's 2018, I'm like, really? It's, isn't that more of like a 2016 thing?
And
but, you know.
I can tell you, Chris, if we get done early, we can also find out if Dat Booty is dank or stank. I just made that up, but that is definitely a BuzzFeed quiz. I'll find out after I Google it. And if not, it'll be one in a couple
like
of hours.
It's more likely to be an article, like 21 reasons why Dat Booty is dank or stank.
And we've got some topical humor here. Okay, Chris, ready?
Is this topical?
Absolutely not.
Sorry.
I'm going to say there are roughly 15 questions here. So let's kick it off and we'll find out which character you are.
And God bless anyone who listens to this.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Bless you. And I'm sorry for that obviously super long commute you're going through if you're still listening to this. Chris, are you looking forward or are you hoping to be a particular character?
Let's see. Who would I want to be?
Vesta, perhaps?
Is that even an option?
I don't know.
That's the thing. Like,
we'll see who...
I don't know. I feel like I would love to be Vesta, but she's also kind of like has no empathy for anyone. So I kind of would not
spot
like
on.
To be. Consideration is a very important thing to me. So I feel like...
Miss Quick?
No. She's too like... I don't know. I don't want to say she's stupid because she's not. She's just too... She's quirky in a like unintelligent way.
She's quirky in a real fucking dumb
no,
way.
No, I just, yeah, there's just, I would appreciate being a little more intelligent than her, but I also wouldn't want to be like Zelda, and I wouldn't want to be Hilda, and I wouldn't want to be Sabrina because that bitch Sabrina. I wouldn't want to be Libby.
Okay.
Salem.
You're really aiming for Salem or Quizmaster here.
Oh, I hope Quizmaster's not a choice.
I'm pretty sure he is because the photo that they use for this quiz has the Quizmaster on it. Possibly not. It might just be a stock photo that they decided to use.
Maybe Zelda or Salem I would be okay with, I feel like.
We will find out soon enough, Chris. Here we go.
Vesta's looking better and better, honestly.
Question one. You can do magic. What is the first spell you do? Options here. Have an endless stream of food. Get back at the haters. Make myself popular. Become a superhero. Pull pranks on people. Save the world, which seems like it would be become a superhero. What kind of superhero doesn't save the world? Make others miserable. Or make everyone my minion.
Save the world. Honestly. I mean, if we want to be legit, the first thing I would do would probably be food related. Like, if I could make like zero calorie, like, Italian desserts.
Have an endless stream of food.
But it would be like a zero calorie stream of food. Or like a zero carb stream of food.
You and your keto.
Yes.
hey, that could also be a way of saving the world if you're making an endless
Maybe,
stream of food.
That's true. But like if I were being completely honest, I feel like the first thing I would do would be something smaller than save the world. So
Pull
I will say no, I'll save the food.
Alright. Have an endless stream of food.
Yeah.
Where's my lunch?
Not half eaten and hidden in this drawer behind me, that's for sure.
Salem.
You won the lottery, Chris. What do you do with the money?
Wait, what, how's that related? Okay.
This
I was
is,
like, that's
this
not
is
magic related,
way of
but
working,
sure,
Chris.
Sure.
Share it with my family. Buy power and influence. Donate it to charity. Buy something totally useless. Invest it. Go to Paris. Buy a car or buy friends.
Share it with my friends and family. Is this the first one?
Share it with my family.
Family. Yeah. Friends.
Before going to Paris.
Yeah, I would share it with them first because I feel like if I went to Paris without sharing with them, I would never hear the end of it.
I wouldn't give a fuck. You already went to Paris.
True. Exactly. So it's like, let me do this first.
Chris
and then
I'll go. Did a semester in Paris in her junior year of college?
Yes.
There you go. Inquire about that at Chris Conkers on Twitter and Instagram.
Although I don't know why you would inquire.
Why not? Oh, Chris, here's a question that you'll be have quite the knowledge of now that you've watched all of Riverdale. Pick an Archie Comics character.
Okay.
Archie, Betty, Veronica, Reggie, Jughead, Midge, your favorite, Moose,
poor Midge,
or Josie.
Betty all the way, first of all. I mean, she's slightly psychotic, but also Betty because she solves, like, everything that's going on in that town.
And Bad Betty is really hot. As where Veronica kind of is kind of a pill. She's kind of a
Veronica pisses me off, quite honestly. I feel like Veronica, like, she supports way too much, like, shady shit and then tries to, like, manipulate other people. Not that Betty doesn't try to manipulate people sometimes, but...
And despite the fact that she knows her father is terrible, somehow just, like, forgets at times.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
I am so sick of your vendetta against my dad. He's done plenty of good things.
Oh, like what? Name one thing.
He paid my dad's medical bills.
Boy, Archie, Veronica's got you wrapped around her little finger.
And other parts of her body.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we don't spend our time being tragic and moping and holding hands while watching serial killer documentaries. Oh, and wearing costumes to roleplay to get our rocks off.
One of my favorite shows to watch while drinking a bottle of Trader Joe's wine.
That's a little sad. Just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Sure. It's really sad. Who are you kidding? Chris, it's the zombie apocalypse.
Oh.
What do you do?
Okay.
Create an endless stream of food. Now you know. Outsmart them. Use them to make you popular. Run and hide. Punish them. Okay. Bad zombies.
Okay.
Ask for help. Bully them into submission. These are some great questions here. Great answers. Try to save the world. Fail. That's one.
Okay.
Befriend them if they are fun.
If I were being completely honest, hide. I would, my main goal in during a zombie apocalypse would be to find a safe place, turn that shit into a fortress and like make it as safe as possible. And then like just make sure I have a huge supply of food, which... If I have the magical powers.
Honestly, the best part of this is most of these questions, you don't have magical powers.
No, yeah. It's just, that's why it's just general, like, personality stuff. So that's, it makes you think a little bit harder. Like, in terms of, like, the winning the lottery one, that's why I was like, if I actually won the lottery, the first thing I would do would be share it with my family versus, like, go to another country right away, because yeah, if I were a witch and I won the lottery, then I would just donate it because I don't need this.
And to be fair, I mean, it's a Sabrina character. You could become Harvey, who doesn't have magical powers.
I feel like the fail is probably him, unless that's Valerie. But I don't feel like
Valerie.
No, because Valerie just like, I feel like Valerie's goal in everything is to be popular. So I feel like there are multiple popular ones where I'm like, that's probably Libby and Valerie. And everyone knows that when we take a BuzzFeed quiz, all of us, we're like kind of just trying to figure out who is which answer so that we can kind of, you know, help.
I really hope get who we want. I really hope there's a question. I don't really remember if there is or not about like what your friends would say about you, because that's where I'll chime in. So you're going with run and hide during the zombie apocalypse.
Hell yeah. Okay. I mean, I would word it a little bit less wimpy than that and be like, create a fortress and, you know, make sure that your family is kept safe and, you know, make it a little more.
What a Libby. Okay.
Hey, Simpson, I'm feeling a mite peckish. Mind if I chew your ear?
Dad, you killed the zombie Flanders.
He was a zombie?
What's your favorite food? This is just, just a blatant question.
There are two options.
There are many here.
No, there are two that I would pick.
Pizza.
Uh-huh.
Pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes. Hamburger. Flan. Caviar. Chocolate. All food.
Pancakes. It's pancakes.
Over pizza.
Yeah. My concern was whether pancakes and waffles would be on there, and that's a really hard one.
There's not a really good...
I would always pick pancakes.
There's not a really good Sabrina reference to waffles.
True. But pancakes, which would need then a side of bacon. Like, it couldn't just be pancakes.
Endless stream.
There's nothing wrong with liking pancakes. Why should you have to suffer and spend your whole life craving something you can't have?
But if I stay here, I'll never see my aunts or my friends again.
Friends hurt you. Friends cancel plans. Pancakes don't.
What classic movie would you like to watch? It's just like a Netflix.
What I like
now.
To watch. Okay.
Some Like It Hot. Mm-hmm. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Billy Jack. Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering.
It's spelt Wuthering. W U T Werther. Werthering.
Yeah, but no one says it.
I just did. Gone with the Wind.
I've actually never seen it. It's on my list.
I've seen part. It's just too fucking long. The Wizard of Oz, Rebel Without a Cause, or Grease?
I feel like out of all of those, I would rather watch Some Like It Hot.
I think I've only seen...
I've seen it so many times.
Three of these.
I've seen Some Like It Hot. I've seen Grease.
Billy Jack.
Wuthering Heights. I've seen multiple iterations. Mm-hmm.
Rebel Without a Cause.
I've seen.
Wizard of Oz.
I've seen.
Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
I don't think I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. I've only seen
only part of it.
Wizard of Oz and Grease. All the way through.
Have you ever seen Some Like It Hot?
No. I've seen parts of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing. Your answer here, Chris.
Some Like It Hot.
Some Like It Hot.
Mr. Kraft, I don't remember your character from Grease. Were you in the director's cut?
You know, Sabrina, when people make fun of my Billy Jack outfit, I just go berserk.
Mother, please stop that.
Pick a different sitcom. Here we go. Here's Al's.
A different sitcom?
Aside from Sabrina.
Oh.
I Love Lucy, The Big Bang Theory, Bewitched, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Home Improvement, The Andy Griffith Show, Mr. Ed, or Who's the Boss?
That's hard.
You can only watch one of these.
What were the first ones?
I Love Lucy, The Big Bang Theory, Bewitched.
Honestly,
I would pick the Mary Tyler Moore Show also there.
I feel lame doing it, but I'm so fucking tired of I Love Lucy because Al watches it constantly.
I am a big fan.
So constantly.
And if you're watching any of the Sabrina's trial briefs on YouTube, you'll know I'm a big fan of I Love Lucy because I use a lot of I Love Lucy
video
clips.
That is true. I noticed.
I was talking to the listener, but yeah. You also have seen them.
I've also noticed.
Yes, YouTube.com. Just search Sabrina's trial briefs and you'll find all of those fun little videos. Chris?
What are the later ones again?
What are all of them again? Yeah. The Andy Griffith Show, Home Improvement, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Mr. Ed, Who's the Boss?
So, Who's the Boss and Home Improvement, I loved growing up, but I don't think I would want to watch them again now. So, I'm going to go with Big Bang Theory, as lame as it is to choose.
Absolutely disgusting. You pathetic person.
I watch more obscure shows, I promise.
Sure. I'm really complex. Come on, guys.
Okay.
I'm watching the Big Bang Theory. Watching your Chuck Lorre fucking produced show that's been on for like 50 years or whatever. Disgust. It's not even. You know what? I'm not going to go into a big rant about it. Try to keep these episodes short.
Yeah, you are.
The thing about Chuck Lorre.
Your voice.
I love Darman Greg, which he also produced. But Big Bang Theory is just so reductive in its discussion about nerd culture.
Universes and
good theme song, sure. Chris,
Bare Naked Ladies, I think.
Some shit band. Chris, what is. Take that, Bare Naked Ladies.
Mean.
I understand you may have a bad impression of me, so I bought you a gift.
Dr. Cooper, that's not necessary.
It's too late. Get ready to like me.
Roots.
The tragic history of slavery in America. Fun for the whole family.
Why would you think this is an appropriate gift?
Well, you are black, right?
What is your favorite holiday? You want to just
Christmas.
Name? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because that's on here.
It's my favorite holiday.
I don't know if you expected Christmas to be on here.
No offense, but Christmas is my favorite holiday.
More so than your birthday?
Yeah.
More so than Hanukkah?
Yeah. Well, I've never celebrated Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. So I'm Catholic, so...
New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, the 4th of July, and Thanksgiving, also options.
I've never had a good Valentine's Day. No.
Don't bring down the mood here, Chris.
Nope. What were the other options?
Thanksgiving, the 4th of July, your birthday, Halloween, New Year's Eve. Hanukkah.
Halloween is great if you dress up and you have somewhere to go. If not, it's kind of lame.
I didn't even like it as a kid. I hate it now.
He hates everything.
I hate most
Christmas,
things.
Christmas, by far Christmas, because I like wrapping gifts. I like decorating. I like all of the stuff that leads up to Christmas and choosing gifts for people and then baking cookies and then just in general, like Christmas.
I like Thanksgiving more because I feel like it's got all the good parts of Christmas without having to shop for a bunch of gifts, which always stresses me out.
I enjoy it.
And you get the planner.
I'm a planner, bitch.
The U.S. Christmas is what you're going with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your favorite sport? I can tell you
soccer.
Right now.
Soccer.
Soccer's not on here.
Oh, come on.
Football, baseball, basketball, cheerleading, squash, tennis, figure skating, competitive eating.
Competitive eating.
There it is.
Put it on.
Which...
I mean, I wouldn't want to watch it. Yeah. So, like...
It's your least offensive on the list.
Pretty much.
There are paw prints in my cake.
When I'm happy, I eat.
Which musician would you like to be best friends with? Britney Spears. Beyonce. Fall Out Boy. One Direction, which is not a musician. Neither is Fall Out Boy. Pavarotti. Beethoven, who's dead. Frank Sinatra, or I don't like popular singers like Pavarotti and Beethoven. This is the last question, by the way, Chris.
I don't really like popular singers.
Is that the one you're going with, or are you just telling me that?
I feel like if I had to choose any of them, I would want to be friends with Beyonce.
Really?
She seems
I feel like it'd be a tough friendship.
She'd
be talking about all the cool shit she did, and you're like, I just went to work and then I came home and fell asleep.
Yeah, but I feel like she wouldn't be like trying to make you feel shit about it. I feel like she would be like encouraging.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be friends with like Frank Sinatra, who's a terrible alcoholic and abusive son of a bitch. Yeah.
I don't feel like I would really want to be friends with celebrities. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a goal for me.
I feel like Britney Spears now would be fine because she's like 40 or whatever.
And like living in Vegas.
She's settled like down and she does like one show a day or whatever, but he's got a family and I'm like, you can have a fun conversation.
Beyonce's
too cool to be friends with, I think.
I feel like it would be hard because everywhere you went, I think I don't like popular artists. I feel like that's a very like emo or like a hipster answer. Like, I don't like, but no.
But I'm honestly, more eclectic in my friendships.
I feel like for the most part, all of those choices are awful. Like where I feel like it would be almost a hardship being friends with these people, or just not something I would enjoy.
Your answer: I don't like popular singers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is somewhat true.
All right. Are you ready here, Chris?
Yeah. I feel like I should be scared based off of your face. Your face should make me scared.
To remind us, you said you didn't want to be Hilda, Zelda, Sabrina, Val. You said everyone except Vesta and...
Vesta's not going to be an option.
Salem?
Salem.
Was there anyone else?
I said I would be okay with Zelda.
Okay. I can tell you here, Chris, that from Zelda. The answers you gave us, us being me, and BuzzFeed, me and my best friend BuzzFeed, you got... Salem Saberhagen.
Yes! Yes! I'm really trying not to scream into the microphone so that I don't hurt these people's ears. But, you know, I could not be more elated.
Show me the tuna. Show me the tuna. Say I love the black cat.
I love the black cat.
I can't hear you.
Chris, the best part of any BuzzFeed
quiz... Give me this description.
...is the description.
Hit me with it.
You might be a little power hungry, but you would still put those you love above anything else. You are sarcastic, quick-witted, sassy, and wry. Are they talking about an owl?
If that's not me, I don't know what it is.
And sometimes that can be a bit much for people. Oh, this is about Chris. This is about Chris. But they usually come around quickly and realize how valuable you really are. And you'll be happy to know, but the little gif is of Salem saying, money, baby. In a little suit.
Also, like, I think the fact that I chose the food questions is what got me that. The food and the, like, family. Oh, the hide. Because he's a...
Maybe the run and hide. Competitive eating. He's a big fan of Christmas, as we all know.
First thing I would do would be make food appear.
And, of course, on Salem's DVR, episodes of The Big Bang Theory. Chris! Yeah. Did you enjoy your trials of Chris? I just realized that the show is called Sabrina's Witch Trials, and I made it the Trials of Chris.
Did you not realize?
I thought
that's
all.
What you were going for.
I forgot what the name of my own show was. Don't you remember the beginning?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
fun. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with the outcome. I think that assessment of my personality is somewhat True.
I would love to see like those descriptions of your answer being like, you're a real piece of shit. Go
Libby.
Die in a hole.
Oh, I want to
see what the Libby one is.
It's all probably popularity and like minions, make people my minions.
You're a real assertive bad bitch. Stuff like that.
Yeah. She'd probably want to be friends with Beyonce.
Also, if you're listening there, you can imagine how much shoulder work I just did when I said assertive bad bitch. I nearly threw mine out. Chris, that is...
His neck was not made for bobbing in that way.
Made for most things. Chris, this has been the first episode of the Trials Challenge of the Quizmaster.
Trials of Chris.
Colon.
Instead of to be whispered, Trials of Chris. This is going to be ASMR.
No. There's no asthma here.
Okay.
I got checked as a kid. It's an asthma joke. And I whispered for some
reason. I'm sorry. Anyway. I'm so sorry.
Chris, remind us where people can read all the things you write and interact with you.
They can do that on chrisconkers.com and on Twitter and on Instagram at chrisconkers.
And of course, beauty... stuff reviews, beauty stuff, of course,
beauty
being
stuff,
the technical
all the
term.
Stuff.
Reviews of novels and such, and so much more. Life stuff, a lot of keto stuff, I'm sure it goes up.
Yep.
Check all that out there, chrisconkers.com. No H in Chris. And
that is true.
Listener, if you made it this far, you already know where you can follow Sabrina's Witch Trials, but I'm going to remind you anyway. On Facebook, facebook.com/Sabrina's Witch Trials, twitter.com/Sabrina Podcast, and instagram.com/Sabrina's Witch Trials. Of course, you can listen to us everywhere you get your podcasts. Tune in, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play's podcast section. There's actually a new Google Podcasts app you can download from the Google Play Store, and that makes listening to podcasts with Google a lot easier, or your favorite podcatcher of choice. Look forward to more of these in the future, and because it'll be easy to edit, because we only took 24 minutes for this podcast. How about that? That counts as content, Chris. Can you believe it?
Woo.
Sorry, folks. But until the next challenge of the Quizmaster, I want to say thank you for listening, and we will see you in the other realm.